Elena from California. Are
Yes,
you there?
hello, Don. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, coming in clear.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and read what I've got written here real fast. 4 months ago, my husband was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He proceeded to lose 65 pounds and became orange as an orange with 17 bilirubin. They put in a stent. His bilirubin is down. The orange is gone. But we decided against chemo or any surgery and started a protocol, which consists daily of cannabis oils, coffee enemas, alkaline water, reishi and agaricus mushroom extracts, liposomal vitamin C, curcumin, Thunder God, 4-MU Pro, dozens of pancreatic enzymes, indole-3-carbinol, AHCC, Pardiaco and Lepatro tea, Lugol's iodine, marine collagen, carrot juice a quarter day, along with absolutely no sugar, wheat, dairy, everything organic, fruits, vegetables. He went from not being able to hardly walk or eat to now having energy, being hungry all the time, no pain at all, and can now outwalk me when we walk the block. Here is my question. Over the last month, his stool is lucid, not pale, normal mid-brown, but oil has been plaguing him, bright yellow oil that is sometimes a lot in the toilet bowl or drops. It is even required he wears pads because of not knowing if it is gas or the oil. He's maintaining his weight, but he is not gaining because of this. I read that it could be malabsorption of fats, but I wanted your thoughts.
Yeah, I would say that's exactly what that is, Elena. If you see oil in the toilet bowl, that means that's a lot of oil that hasn't been absorbed or metabolized. Now, it's makes sense because with pancreatic cancer, you're not able to really produce a lot of pancreatic enzymes. So,
right.
You know, what he is really lacking at a minimum would be lipase, and probably all the pancreatic enzymes would be useful for him to take. But lipase and even a formula that might have bile salts in it,
What bile salts?
Well, I think there's some good ones in the dispensary. One's called Beta TCP, I think, which has some betaine in it. But I think probably the best product for him right now would be one called Lipanase, Lipanase. And that has a blend of primarily lipase mixed with other enzymes to help with digestion. So, and that would, you know, obviously you want to maintain some fat absorption to maintain his weight, because that has the most calories per gram of food. So,
now he has lipase capsules, and I give him daily. But how many can he safely take? How many?
Oh, gosh, you can. I've had some patients take up to 100.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to do better on that.
Yeah. Now, that's more of a specific treatment for the cancer itself to help digest any tumor. But I will tell you, there is a physician in New York. I think she's in New York City. Her name is Dr. Isaacs. And she used to work with Dr. Gonzalez, who passed away a couple of years ago. But he had a lot of success with pancreatic cancer. And Dr. Isaacs has taken over his work and I think doing great things over there. So she would be a good resource for you.
Okay. And one last question. Can lipase be taken with meals as well as in between, or just in between?
Well, when you're taking lipase with food, it's going to work on the food, okay? But when you take it in between meals or away from food, that way it's getting more into the bloodstream to work on the cancer itself. So that would be something to consider in, you know, higher doses at that point rather than just working on the food. But at a minimum, he definitely needs lipase to help digest his fats. Otherwise, he's going to keep losing weight.
And how many would you see? I'm just a rough guess, you know, I'm comparing to what I'm giving him. What would you be taking at that point yourself? How many?
Well, I would say keep upping it until you don't see oil in the toilet bowl.
Okay.
So it might be 3, it might be 6. He's probably not eating a lot of fatty food because it just kind of sits there for him.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, but it's important that he gets some of that to help his brain and hormones and immune system.
Right. Yeah, all right. Okay, Dr. Wall, I thank you very much for that, and we'll just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, keep up the great work. Thanks for your call.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.